Ladies and gentlemen, please lock your doors, pull your curtains and douse your lights. Come, drop to the fire as we go live to the studio embers of the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show.
In case you haven't heard, the world is going to end in 2012.
A priest, a rabbi, and a minister walk into a bar that...
Call me Wolfgang!
It's almost inconceivable how much damage this event will cause.
Johnny Bravo!
Look at it.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I'm interested.
It's the freakiest looking thing I've ever seen.
So,
sex, and this was the result. It's a tube-nosed fruit bat.
It's been a Demon Hunter show.
My God, man, this is just an incredible looking creature.
The end is near! We are all gonna die!
We ain't backing down.
Live from the G&D studios, inspiring future generations of ghost hunters to think for themselves, the original bad boys of the paranormal, Ghostman and Demon Hunter.
Hey, man, we kind of lost the sound on that. I don't know what happened there at the end. I didn't know when to come in.
I got it on this end. I don't. Did you remember to turn your squelch up?
Oh, yeah, I'm all the way up, baby. You sound a little bit off there, Demon Hunter. I know we did pre-show test.
Let me see what I can do
what
here.
What is the darker
oh,
side
wait,
of the moon,
stop,
Laura?
Stop. That's not the right thing to do. Oh, gee. All right. How about now? Ooh, I'm loud. Hold on. How about now?
You, I can hear you, but you sound rough. You sound real rough.
You know, I don't know. I'm running through a new Sound Blaster card that I went out and got. I'm running through everything I can think of I've done here. Let me play with my switches here. See if that helps.
Play with your switches. Play with them.
Stop telling me to be bad.
You have to play with it.
Okay.
Man, even when we prepare for a show,
break yourself, fool!
It goes wrong.
I know. And, hey, we're not even up on screen yet.
We're not on screen. We were going to do the intro first. We had this big thing, remember?
We were.
Talk about tonight's.
No, hold on one second. Let me fix this. Hold on. Maybe this will help. How's that? Does that help at all?
It sounds pretty good. Can you jump up your volume any?
Hold on. Try that.
Sound pretty good right there.
And how about now?
It sounds good.
Sounds good to me too. Hey, we're on the air. Yay! Now let's do that. Like that never happened, folks. Let's try a nice big intro.
Let's forget that. I was going to do an old Irish saying. I think it's half hour. May you be in heaven 1/2 hour before the devil knows you're dead. I think it's 1/2 hour, an hour. I don't know. It's an Irish saying, though. Tonight's guest, guys, we head back to Ireland with special guest Mick Doyle from ECPI. He's going to kill me for...
Paranormal Investigators.
We got Mick Doyle in the house tonight, man.
That's right. Yeah. East Coast Paranormal Investigators.
That's right. And let's go ahead and go into the studio. Woo, 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 woo. There we are, everybody. Welcome back. It's Sunday night. We love you. Hope you love us, too.
I know somebody's got to love us, Sean, because I need some love. I need love.
It is love. We got the Sunday night jinx, man. We're still trying to get everything back on track, guys. Hope you liked our new intro. We've been working on it. We got it together. We put it up tonight. We didn't know if it was going to work or not, but apparently that worked. But everything else fell apart. Everything else fell apart at the start of the show, man. It always happens that way. I don't know why.
I do not
Jill says we're looking great, though. Hey, thanks, Jill. Thanks, everybody, for joining us on what's sure to be another great episode of your Ghostman and Demon Hunter show. Hello, hello. Welcome back.
Hello, hello, hello.
And we do have a good show in store for you tonight, man. I cannot believe we got Mick back on tonight. Mick Doyle got a new movie coming out. A new DVD.
Yes, he does.
He does, guys. He's got it right here. Mick sent it. Thank you, Mick. All the good people over in Ireland from ECPI, they sent us this, guys. That's coming out soon. I don't know if you can get it on their website or get it on their Facebook page yet, but we got a couple copies, and it's really good. I like what they did.
And to remind people, we never smoke or drink on this show. That's all ectoplasm you're seeing on my screen there. It's
yeah. And the rest of it, this is my water bottle.
That was an EVP.
I look like a pirate, man. Got the cork going, got the wine. I know I'm going to have a massive headache.
Captain Morgan right next to you. It's
that's it, man.
Why is the rum always gone?
Anyway, hey, man, I had the kids this weekend. We went to see Thor for the second time, Demon Hunter.
Oh, okay.
We did. Thor is an amazing movie. I don't think it was as good as Iron Man, but or Hulk, but it was a good one. I like it. You know, I'm into the superhero thing. But we went, and I took the kids, and they loved it. And my youngest, well, my middle child, Drake, I think he believes that Thor's going to come get us now. I think he found a new god.
Uh-oh. He's an astronaut.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So it was a good movie, man. And you always got to stay around to the end of these movies.
Yes, you know? Because they always put something at the end.
Yeah, they always put a little something at the end, and this one was, I'm not going to tell you guys because it was a spoiler. It would be a spoiler, but it was a good one. It was definitely a good flick, and I'm happy to have seen it twice. The second time kind of lost some of its luster, but it was still good.
Man. Which comic book series did Thor?
Marvel.
Marvel.
Marvel Comics. That's right. Stan Lee. That guy's getting amazing props.
So it's the same thing as X-Men kind of thing.
Absolutely.
And the new X-Men movie is coming out in, what, another week?
Yeah, and that looked amazing. I got to see it. When they're standing on the shore and all those atomic bombs or missiles are coming at them, that was awesome, man. That
X-Men
was awesome.
First class, yes.
First class. But anyway, guys, we are back in studio, and we're glad to be here with you tonight. And I cannot believe Mick's going to be coming in a little bit late tonight because he said in Ireland, in Dublin town, they are 4 hours ahead of us here on Eastern Standard Time. So if it's 9:42 our time, we know it's very, very early. Well, I'm not doing the math. I'm not messing up and having everybody laugh at me.
That's like when we tried to do the call to Russia, Sean, and had to call him at like, I think it was 5:30 in the morning his time or 4:30 in the morning his time when we were on the air here.
Wasn't that the Russian... Who was the Russian cowboy?
Yeah, the Russian Texan.
Yeah, the Russian Texan. We called and we thought he'd have a cool Russian accent. And he was like, "How y'all doing?
How you doing down there? I hear you're in Connecticut and in." Yeah, I don't do a Texas accent very well. I do a Texas accent about as well as Sean does an Irish one.
Yes, laddie. That's Scottish, laddie. I don't think they say that over in Ireland. Ireland. Yeah, that's Swedish, man.
Hey, what do you want?
Mick say, just stop doing it altogether, man. Don't try. I'll have the Irish mob coming after me, bro.
The IRA still exists. Its only mission now is to stop Sean from doing accents.
That's it. That's it. You know, I finally signed up for Netflix. Well, I've had it for a while now, and it goes through my Xbox 360.
Okay.
So, guys, I go out and I start to turn on some Netflix last week, and my Xbox gives me the red ring of... of death. I never even use it to play video games, dude. I use it to watch movies, and now I can't even watch movies. So.
Oh, man.
Sucks.
I did the, as you know, I had to buy the new computer for the show.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
Now, not that I would smoke in the show, because I would never do that, but now I'm dumping ashes everywhere. If I was smoking, I'd be dumping ashes all over my new computer.
Video difficulties.
But I used the new HDMI connection on the new computer to watch videos on the big screen TV.
Okay.
And it was like watching a high definition TV program off of my computer. and, you know, all off of wireless and stuff like that. And as everybody knows, I'm not the technical guy. I don't know the technical side of any of this.
We make it work, though, don't we?
Yeah, we make it work. And
We do.
You know, Sean handles the video, I handle the audio, and somehow we make this work.
We do.
Speaking of which, Sean, we will be moving very soon to a network.
We will. We will. That's what I hear.
Yeah.
It might be like the rumors. That's like Ghostbusters 3 coming out. It's a rumor. We don't know. Is it a rumor? Is it true? We don't know.
If anybody knows, it's not going to be us. But yeah.
It's kind of, we are going to be moving, and you know, we might be like superheroes joining forces with others. We don't know, you know, yet exactly the details, guys. But you will be the first to know.
We simply do not know the start date, so we don't want to give out the information of the network and everything like that. For it's an internet paranormal broadcasting network. We just don't want to give the information out until they've had a chance to prepare for us, because everybody knows if you're going to have the G&D show on, you got to prepare. get your lawyers to write up everything in advance.
That's it, man. But anyway, we got Mick coming on tonight. I don't know if he's got anybody from ECPI coming with him on the show tonight. I don't know.
I did contact him and tell him we would not be going video with him because of the fact that the last time we tried that, it slowed down the system so badly.
Yes, it did. It slowed it down. We tried that with Funko.
Yes.
Terry Funko.
Terry Galifunko.
Galifunko. Hey, guys, we hope you liked our new intro. We worked really hard on
that. Sean worked really hard on that. All I did was go to the website and go, that's cool, and he did all the work.
We need some feedback. We need some feedback on it. Yes, we're trying to play with the big doggies now, man. The big doggies. We got video going. We got it going up and going. Anyway, I was this weekend, man, speaking of the ghosts and Ghostbusters and all that stuff, I had seen a video interview with Bill Murray.
Oh.
And they were talking to him about Ghostbusters, and he kept saying, oh, man, you know, it's a rumor. And then all of a sudden he says, well, you know, he said something to the nature of, what'd he say? He said something about...
I don't know. It's great for radio, Sean. Keep
they filmed
going.
Some clips or something like that, and then he goes, oh, I mean, it's a rumor. You know, so it was one of those things that went back and forth, and so that gives me hopes, man. I hope the new Ghostbusters is out soon, because that was a great flick.
Well, the rumors were out there, but they said they had signed everybody except Rick Moranis, and now I understand that even he is signed up to continue the show.
Hey, guys, I wanted to give a shout out to Scare Camp. Go to SammyTerryNightmares.com. That's SammyTerryNightmares.com. Check that out. Get in there. Get your tickets. And for God's sakes, come have a beer with me at Scare Camp. I will be out there. It has been finalized. We are going to do that. The Ghost Man, Sean B., will be out there. And it's cool, man, because we're going to be at a place called Delaney Park Lake. Delaney Park Lake, and I believe it's in Seymour or just outside of Seymour, Indiana. It's right on a beautiful 80-acre lake. They have cabins out there, and they're going to have myself. They're going to have the original Jason that played in Friday the 13th. He's going to be there, and he's got a band. They're going to be rocking out, guys, and they're going to have a lot of horror hosts. They're going to have a local horror host guy, Sammy Terry, will be out there. We've had the old Sammy Terry, the general, the original. He was on our show a long time ago. Remember
the
that, brother?
The original Sammy Terry?
Huh?
The original Sammy Terry?
Yeah, he was on our show a while
back,
remember?
Right.
He won't be at Scare Camp. His son is now taking over for him. He's picked up the cape, the cowl. And he's pushed forward. He will keep the legend alive, I guess. So that's going to be cool, man. We're going to be out there. So if you guys can get out that way, go ahead and do it. Actually, I spoke to Randy. He said we should give away a couple tickets on the show here, but came up with a way that we should do the giveaway. You know, and there's only like two people that listen to our show in Indiana, I think. So it's
and they always win. Hey, but while you're in Indiana, I'm going to be down in Jacksonville, Illinois. Don't ask me how I'm getting there. I haven't figured that out yet. For the Haunted America Midwest Conference. And that will be from, when will that be? The same weekend you're going to be there.
10th through the 13th.
Okay, well.
The 10th is a Friday, the 11th is a Saturday, and the 13th is a Sunday.
Well, I'm going to be there on the 10th and the 11th. So maybe afterwards I'll drive up and join you up at the Scare Camp.
Yeah, Delaney Park Lake. I think that's about an hour outside of Indianapolis, just south of. And we should be out there. I don't know how late I'll be there Sunday. I don't know how late it runs. But guys, go check it out. SammyTerryNightmares.com. We're going to try to do a live taping because me and Nate can't go live from the lake, of course. Right, they don't have very good internet
well, out there. Like I said, while you're there, Sean, I'll be in Jacksonville, Illinois with Troy Taylor, Rosemary Ellen Galilee, Tiffany Smith, Patrick Burns, and April, I don't know how to say her name, Slugger. I don't know. We've never had her on the show, so I never learned how to say her name.
Slugget.
So while you're out there enjoying the lake, I'll be in a haunted theater like usual.
Yeah, inside. Hope it's a beautiful sunny day, too. Yeah, that'd be great.
You bum. And also, Sean and I are big into charity work. So coming up June 4th from 4 p.m. to midnight, I will be up in... I don't know where I'll be. It's Kingston.
Nice. You'll be somewhere.
I'll be in Kingston.
Hey, guys, Nate will be somewhere.
Yes, Kingston, New Hampshire.
Yes.
And I will be doing the charity benefit for Jeffrey. Oh, gosh, yeah. You know, the people who run these things should send me video or audio of how to say these names. Jeffrey Kurtzen.
Say Jeffrey K.
Yeah, Jeffrey K, and you can find out more about that at the jeffreyk.myevent.com.
Right, so right. It's a great cause. Isn't Ray putting it on? Big Ray?
Big Ray's putting it on. Yeah. Paranormal Bikers will be there.
Right.
I'm looking forward to that one. So
I heard they broke up, but it's kind of like a rumor, like Elvis and, they said that the Paranormal Bikers was gone, then somebody seen him at a coffee house in New Mexico.
They're heading for the border, man. They're trying to get away.
That was it, man. They're trying to get away. They're too important. They're too big now. They're too big for the britches. No, that's a great group. I got the sticker here. You actually sent me a sticker, or Brian sent us a sticker.
I sent you the T-shirt, too, right?
Yeah, the T-shirt, Paranormal Bikers. That's a very cool. And you're doing the charity. That's great. But the same night you're doing that, guys, June 4th and 5th, Demon Hunter, I believe you will be at that charity.
We'll
be returning to the shadows live from Whispers Estate.
And I'm jealous. Whispers.
Huh?
And I'm jealous.
Yeah, well, we're double booked once again. That's twice we're going to be double booked. We'll be actually crossing each other twice this year, you know what? Well, not crossing in the first one, but definitely crossing in the second one.
The second
so,
one.
So, June 4th and the 5th, I believe, guys. That Friday and Saturday night, we will be live from Whispers. I think we're going to go just Saturday night. We might try for Friday night. Nate seems to be all filled up. I don't know. I might be doing it by myself.
Like I just said, Sean, you bring your board with you and your video camera. You can go live from anywhere now.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I intend to do, but I didn't know if you were going to join me or not and do a broadcast from there.
I do not know if I will be available to do it. If I am, of course I will.
Yeah. At the same thing, that night is one of our buddies' bachelor parties. We were going to do the live show from there, and we're going to try to go video. I spoke to the owner of Whispers Estate. We're going to try to go video for the first time from Whispers Estate. And at the same time, we're having the bachelor party for Scary Jerry Strickland, man. We're having it. He is getting married. Woo, woo. Jerry's getting married. I forgot it. It's the third weekend in June. He's getting married, or he's having his funeral. I mean, married. That's what's happening. So anyway, congratulations, Jerry and Amy. Very nice couple. Many, many blessings and children and all the headaches in life I bestow upon you. Anyway, man, it's going to be a good time, hopefully, if everything goes right. If I'm still alive by the end of June, Demon Hunter, if you're still alive, we will continue the radio magic that is the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show.
Hey, you know, Sean, however, there is somebody I want to introduce on the show tonight, which we've never introduced before.
Yeah?
And that is
the
haunted doll,
woo!
Jocelyn.
Jocelyn! Hello, Jocelyn. Hello, lovely.
She is in the studio with me tonight, so if anybody hears anything, it might be Jocelyn. So be sure to let us know.
Nathan plays with...
And Sean sent it to me.
So. I did, after I had my way with her.
Thank you, Sean.
That is
And I know how Sean.
Doll.
I know how Sean loves dolls, so I'm just going to sit here like this all night long.
Ew.
And have the doll stare at
chills,
him.
Man, I'm getting chills. That's spooky. I hate dolls, man. I hate them. See, when I see her, I hear, kill, kill, kill. Kill, kill, kill. Look at her. I want to kill you. That's great, man. Jocelyn the Haunted Doll. Now, I sent her to you. It's a funny story, guys. Funny story about the dolls. We had had the Haunted Dollhouse or somebody like that on the show. Just amazing. Remember that, Demon Hunter?
I do. And interesting stuff happened that night. So.
Yeah. And they had all these haunted dolls, and they played the EVPs, which were spooky. Remember? Because they were asleep, and they let the recorders run. You heard like, oh, hello, everybody. Come play with Daddy. Oh, and all this stuff. Just creepy sounds. And we were like, you know, I went on. Nathan's birthday was coming up, and I said, I'm going to get him something special. So I said, yeah, thanks, Zombie Tom. Sean's dolls are inflatable. Yes, they are. But anyway, yeah, I got Nathan this doll I found online, and the lady said, you know, to a good home and everything, but it also said, warning, must have strong heart or strong back or whatever in case of attack. No, I didn't say that, but it said, you know, warning, this thing, this doll has been known to move and things like that. And when I had actually sent it to, I had it come to my house first for some reason, I don't know if it didn't make it to you or whatever, but it came back to my house. But coming back to me, it went to my old residence.
That's right.
And there was a couple that lived there, and she had got it and called me, and she said, you know, what is this thing? She said, first of all, I got a package. I'll bring it past your house, and I'll give it to you. And I said, well, it's a gift for a friend or whatever. And she said, well, you know, I'd hate to pry, but what is this thing? And I said, well, it's a baby doll. I felt kind of funny about saying that, man. It's a baby doll. You know, it's a nice little porcelain doll, Laura Ingalls style, Little House on the Prairie. And she said, oh, that's really weird, because she said, I got this dog, this Labrador. You remember this name?
Yep.
And she said, it will not leave that box alone. She said, it sits next to it. It grabbed it a couple times and put it on the bed with it, and it whimpers and lays down next to it. And then I told her, I said, well, it was supposed to be a haunted dog. And she said, wow, I want this out of my house. So the next day, she actually sent it to the house, and then I sent it to you that day. I took it to FedEx, and I told the ladies there what was going on, what it was, and she was like, you keep that away from me. That's bad. I know all about ghosts. I don't want nothing to do with that. So we sent it to Connecticut, and it made it to you, and there's been a couple of weird things happening, isn't there?
Yeah, there's there have been – it took about a year before things started happening, and once it was here for about a year, people started hearing voices in the room that it was sitting in when – nobody was in that room, and when people would go in that room, they'd be doing something like in the closet, and the doll was on the other side of the room, and they would all of a sudden hear a voice behind them, a little girl's voice. So,
who's these people? You,
Chrissy, Charles, one guest that we had once. So there's been at least two people who heard voices in the room when nobody was in there, and one person besides myself who heard a little girl's voice on the other side of the room.
I was going to get you that one that was like a naked baby. It looked like Baby Cookie when we had Chad Vader and them on. They had, and it had like a pentagram burned on its chest and one eyeball. And I was like, this is pleasant. I might send that to him. I think, you know, it said it came in a cough and said, warning, does kill or something.
Chrissy would never have allowed that to stay in the house. So
yeah, I know. It had like a patch on.
But
it was missing everything but the actual knife in its hand.
Kill,
it said knife
kill.
Not included. Oh, or not batteries either. Oh, what a good time. Good times.
But,
good time.
Yeah, so we did have some stuff happen with that. But like you were saying, going into FedEx and saying you wanted to ship a haunted doll and they didn't want to touch it.
No, they don't want
to
touch.
That's like the story of when I had to travel to New Orleans to prepare for Extreme Paranormal with you. And when they searched my bags.
Yeah.
Because they noticed there was some weird stuff in the bags. So they started pulling stuff out of my bags.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're pulling out, you know, herbs, a chicken foot, you know, you know, they pulled out an athame and a few other things. And they're like, what is all this stuff? I said, well, I'm going to New Orleans to perform a voodoo ritual. And the guy was like, I ain't touching none of this no more. Get this away from me. And of course, according to the law, he had taken the stuff out of the bag, so he had to put it back in. And
right.
He refused to put the stuff back into the bag. So I almost missed my plane. In the end, the chief security guard walked away, and he was so frightened of all the stuff in the bag that he asked me to put it back in the bag, which was a major, like, violation of the law. But, you know, I couldn't, he was unwilling to touch anything that I had. So I had to put it all back in the bag myself. And I don't know.
It's not my bag, baby.
I don't know if somebody, like, if there was a little warning label somewhere on the bag or something. But every airport that we went into after that, nobody was willing to touch that bag. They just pushed it through.
They probably left a comment.
I want two cheeseburgers.
Yes. I do. I'm kind of hungry. My stomach's growling. Can you guys hear that? Can you hear that, Demon Hunter?
Hold on one second. Hold on one second. I forgot to get rid of this phone. Hold on.
What phone?
I have a phone in my office and in the studio.
Isn't that terrible?
Hold on.
Bring that into the studios.
Quit playing with your dinghy.
Quit playing with your dinghy. Look, a full body shot, guys. You're getting the full cheese effect tonight.
Isn't that great for radio and TV? I had to actually get rid of a telephone there because I forgot to take it out.
That was the money shot. We've seen you coming and going.
Yes, yes, Sean. I know you hate to see me leave, but you love to see me go or whatever.
Sex toys.
Yes. This is the most fantastic story I've ever heard.
Every story I hear from Sean Burris is the most fantastic story.
That is amazing, my friends. Amazing. Look at your big cigar.
This is a Rocky Patel Connecticut 99, my absolute favorite cigar. So,
right. Do you think if I finish this whole bottle of wine off tonight, I'll die, guys? Like if I chug it within an hour?
No, but we will have a really interesting second half of the show.
Well, look, you can actually see it. I feel like a pirate tonight, man. I want to wear my Vikings hat, but it's all the way across the room.
Coming to get you, Sean.
I want to play with you. Coming sexually. To
get you. Mr. Burris.
That's good. Hey, have you ever seen guys on a live broadcast a haunted doll up in your face? All up in your face.
See, it's a first, and now even though they're coming out with TV shows about haunted objects, we beat them to it.
We did.
Coming
we did.
To get you, Mr.
Couldn't Burris. Find anybody to produce our idea, even though we came out with it first, but we got to produce it ourselves on the radio show. God, that's awesome. Hey, next weekend, Demon Hunter, I have decided to have a end of the world party. That's right. The end of the world, guys, May 21st. I was trying to get one of these wackos to come on the show this weekend and tell me why, you know, God's coming back on Saturday. You know, why can't he come back like on a Wednesday?
I know. He's going to ruin our show.
He's gonna ruin the show. He's going to ruin my weekend. I work all week for the weekend. Take me on like a Tuesday. Take me tomorrow. You know? Take me right after this show. I would love to just hang on a cloud and take a harp lesson.
Yeah, you know, it's can I be back in time to finish my lawn work? It's
yeah, with our luck, we'd be the only one. Why? We're not going. You know that. We'll wake up and everybody will be gone. We'll be doing this show in hell for another 10 years. Yes.
My blessings on you, Sean.
Thank you, my son. Anyway, yeah, the end of the world, man. May 21st, 2011. What's the scoop on that? Have you read? They said they got it wrong. Yeah? The truth about the truth.com is
what it
is.
You know, the thing is, I think the problem is with all the people worried about December 2012.
Yeah.
The church just had to, like, say, you know, too many people up about this. We've got to beat them to the punch. And,
right.
They came out with, 2011. But
let's do it.
You know what? I am a student of the Bible as well as the occult and demonology. And nothing that I have found supports what these people are saying.
I don't even know what they're saying. All I got was the gist of it, which says we're all going to die.
I saw one of the billboards driving down the road. I thought that they were producing a TV show. I really did. It looked like it was saying, you know, May 21st, the end of the world. I thought we were going to have a TV show about the rapture.
Right. Yeah. I thought it was a new burger joint that was opening up, man. It said the end is near.
You would think it was a new burger joint, Sean.
Can I get a rapture burger and fries, please? Can I get a second coming apple pie? You guys love it. My goodness.
And you wonder why we're getting left behind.
Oh, I know why we're getting left behind. Hey, man, but we're going to have fun while we're doing it, right? That's right. Come on.
Chief, I think we'll all have a groovy time.
Yes. Mike Brady. Here's the Mike Brady, man. We're a little off tonight, guys. You have to give us some leeway. I don't know why. I think the kids have tormented me all weekend, and I was just like, oh, yeah, I can't do it.
I just keep having to readjust everything here to make sure that I'm still broadcasting.
Yeah. Yeah, I think people are going to be worried, Demon Hunter, when we switch to another place that we're going to lose our rebelness. That we we'll still be independent, but we'll be attached.
Right. We've made it quite clear that we will be the same show that we have been from day one. In fact, the only thing that's ever held us into place, because we're an independent radio show, is the rules of our archives on iTunes. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be able to control Sean at all.
That's true, man. There is no control. The end is near. Hey, getting back to that, I seen a billboard right here. It's made it to Indiana, right here off 465. I seen it going to work. I'm like, my God, repent today. You know, repent today. Why do you have to go to their website to repent?
Well, if we know that it's the 21st, why do we have to repent today? Can't we wait till the 20th and do it then?
You know, yeah, to do it like right before midnight, like 11:58. I'm sorry. That's terrible. Forgive me for doing extreme. I'm sorry.
You know, that blood ritual, God, that was all faked. God be looking at me going,
that was all green screen.
Really? You're going to lie to me?
There was some other husky boys.
One husky and two skinny. That was another Nathan Schoonover. Yeah, it's...
That was a stunt double.
Sean, I'm missing my mustache. What do you think? I just don't.
I noticed that. Yeah.
I don't feel like it. I don't feel like a ghost hunter without a goatee.
Kind of looks a little Lucifer-ish. I dig it with the little thing. I'm letting mine grow, man. But this is it. I've like plateaued.
Well, you're going for the whole Amish look.
Some say Abe Lincoln. I watched a good movie on Abe Lincoln last night. It was on American Classics or whatever. It was black and white. Mm-hmm. They had this big, tall cat, and he was like, well, I am Abe Lincoln, and I'm honest. And I changed it. I couldn't take it anymore, man. But it was good. It started talking about the Civil War. Oh, there's a Gettysburg documentary coming out on the History Channel. I seen it when I went to see Thor. Wow. And it looks really good. It said, two great armies, one nation.
Bum, bum, bum.
I wonder how that's going to end. I don't know. Wonder who won.
You know, that's the interesting about all historical movies. You go in and I remember going to see Braveheart with a girlfriend that I had at the time. And we went in and we watched the movie. And at the end, she was like, I can't believe they killed him. I'm like, honey, it's a historical, you know, moment. You can't change it for the sake of a movie. And she was like, well, couldn't they have just said that he actually escaped and that they faked the whole thing? And I'm like, right. It's history. They changed it enough to make it a movie. You can't not kill William Wallace at the end.
You know what I would have done? If I was William Wallace, when the princess came and see me the night before, I would have had sex with the princess, drank the poison, and we'd have both died anyway. Like a Romeo and Juliet thing. But you'd go off on a high note instead of being disemboweled and pulled apart by horses. You know what I mean? The poison looks mighty fine at that point. And I'm not a big poison advocate, guys, okay? But I'm just saying, sex and poison before being disemboweled. That's what I'm just saying, that's my opinion. Get the t-shirts made up. Sex and poison before disembowelment.
You could just tell if Sean had been in Socrates' cell with him, he would have turned around and said, I drank what?
Oh, that's great, man. That's great. But what else was I going to say? I wanted to talk about something else, and you made me lose my train of thought, man.
That's my job. My job is to mess you up as much as possible.
Hey, Professor Slim. Professor Slim King.
Yeah.
The great man, the magic man, has contacted us.
Oh, huh? He has. What are his feelings about next week?
I asked the professor about it, and he said, and that was it. That's what he said. He said, no comment. No, he didn't. Like he didn't address it. I said, well, the end of the world's May 21st. And he goes, oh, yeah. And just kind of let it go at that. So, Professor, man, he's made some great predictions, man. He's still cooking and churning and burning and turning. And he's wanting to come back on the show. He says he's got some top secret stuff to share with the G&D nation, the viewer, listener population that we have, the cool cats.
I informed Sean, it's not official yet, but I may be spending some time in Florida coming up in a few months, and maybe if not then next year. So maybe I'll get to do some work with the professor.
Yeah, Professor Slimke, because he's not far from there.
No, no. He works also besides being an incredible mystic who can tell the future.
A mystic.
He is also Jake Blues at the Hard Rock Cafe in Orlando's, what's the name of that park? Not Disney, the other one. Universal
Studios.
Yep. So that's where he makes his living when he's not, you know, I just don't understand. The man has predicted just about every football game that we've ever heard of. You know, He's picked winners of the major horse races. He doesn't bet on any of them.
Yeah, I know. He doesn't do that. It's against his creed, his code of ethics.
I would like, even if it meant I would lose my powers for the rest of my life, I would put a big bet down on like the Kentucky Derby.
Put like $30 million down on Kentucky Derby.
Because you know you're going to win. You don't have to worry about losing. It's a
But that would be the one day my powers weren't working. Man. And I'd have to tell the loan shark, listen, you don't want to kill me. I got mind powers. I'd be a pew, pew. I'd be done, man. You know?
He had sex with my mama.
Right. Yes. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. But hey, man. Ooh, I want to play with you, Daddy. Look at that. Oh man. That's spooky. Hey, we're out of time, Demon Hunter. We need to go to break because we got Irish Mick waiting in the wings, brother.
Stop calling the Irish Micks.
No, I love the Irish. You know that. Somewhere long down the range, my family came over from there. I don't know how they got here.
Well, that's like...
Possibly by rocket ship.
My family... somebody once asked me my nationality. I said, I'm an American. They said, no, where does your family come from? I said, well, my mother's side is German. My father's side is Dutch. You know, it's been... But that was like in the 1600s. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm an American.
There you go. Way to go.
So do we have to go to break, Sean?
We do have to go there. Oh, man, I didn't get to read no quick facts. Hold on, I got to read quick facts.
We have to read quick facts.
We have to. From the Yuckapedia, the Ghostbed and Demon Hunter Show archives. We got this out. Thanks, Yuckapedia. We love you. It says the Chinese make up a soup from the swim bladder, whatever that is, of fish. It's the organ that helps fish to stay at the right depth and upright in the water and is rather spongy.
Well, yeah, that's it.
So they eat the bladder.
It's also known as an air bladder.
A hair bladder?
Air.
Air bladder. There we go. There's our quick facts. Let's see here. In the Philippines, the eyes are considered the tastiest part of a steamed fish. Suck out the gloop, and spit out the hard cornea. Drink up, guys. I said gloop wrong. How do you get gloop wrong? G-L-O-O-P. Gloop. Glue op. So what do you think about that, Demon Hunter, huh?
I don't know.
Eskimos have been known to make seagull wine, put a seagull in a bottle of water, wait for it to go off, and drink. Does that make sense?
Well,
the seagull explode?
The only thing that I can think is that anything can ferment, and anything that ferments makes alcohol.
Yeah.
Or vinegar. One of the two, but I suppose if, you know, you took anything and left it in a bottle of water and let it ferment, if it had yeast in it and, I don't know, I suppose so. It's possible.
Here's one for you. Snake wine in China. These cats in China are nuts, man. Snake wine in China is a very potent alcoholic drink spiced with the juice from the gallbladder of a live snake. Huh? You think about that?
That I have not heard of.
The gallbladder of a live snake.
But, well, how long can it live without its gallbladder?
I don't think the snake lives through that. I don't think it fares too well.
They kill the snake to make the wine, don't they? I mean, come on.
I think so. So. Oh, in Hungary, scrambled eggs are fried up with the blood from a freshly slaughtered pig. Huh?
Well, you know, we do have scrapple here in the U.S., so, I mean, anything's possible.
Okay, and here's one last for you guys to really, really make you sickened. sickened by our show if you're not already. Oh, there's fun in the sun pick for the week. Okay, here's one. In Indonesia, I'm going to give you three. We do this every week, Divinhar. I'm going to give you guys three chances, A, B, and C. This is multiple choice. Okay. In Indonesia, deep fried A, eel, B, monkey, or C, snake, toes are eaten by sucking the meat straight off the bone. Well, now, snakes,
well, snakes, I gave you still have toes.
So, maybe it's a crawl. Maybe it's a walking snake. Hey, I had to think up these on a whim, man.
What was the first one there, Sean?
The first one was eel. The second one was monkey. And the third one was snake. Think hard about the categories and think about the different types that are out there. I'm going to go with monkey, Sean. You're going to go with monkey. Okay, you're going to go with the most obvious question that you would think is the most obvious. But I want you to think, guys, A, B, or C. Eel, monkey is B, and C is snake.
I'm going to go with B.
You're going to go with B, which is eel.
No, which is monkey.
I'm messing with you, Mike. Yeah, you're right. I messed it up.
Considering neither eels nor snakes have toes.
Deep-fried monkey toes are eaten by sucking the meat straight off the bone. I screwed the pooch, man. Eel and snake.
They don't have toes. What were you thinking? Wow. If you had said newt.
Yes.
And that's what I meant, newt. Yes, if you had said newt. Or maybe frog or something like that. I would have been
raccoon, possum, anything. Yeah, anything's possible.
Anything with toes, you know. It's except eels and snakes. It's
oh no! Oh my God! But we got to go to commercial, there, little brother. We got to bring in Irish Mick.
Let's bring in the mix.
All right, guys, stay tuned. We're gonna rock into the night as we go live from Dublin, Ireland, and we bring you the Ghost of Ireland and ECPI with Mick Doyle. Up next.
Music coming up here, Shifting December with Ghost from Within.
Ghost from Within.
What is the darker side of the moon, Laura? It is a radio show that discusses weird news, strange happenings, and strange people. Yeah. And it's once a week. Once a week. Just once a week. That's not too much to ask. No, it's not. But if you really like it and you want to listen to it every day, you can. You can listen on the podcast. And how do you do that, Becky? Check us out on iTunes, or you can find us at our website at darkersideradio.com. For Darker Side of the Moon with Becky Ray and Laura Moon, check the website for show times and dates. Yes, because we're always moving about. Because we like to keep you on your toes. Gotcha.
Ghost. side. Come and check out our hub and see all our latest podcasts from your favorite paranormal celebrities. And don't forget to check out our news feeds to see what's late in the paranormal community, as well as events coming to a town near you. Come visit us on the web at www.planetparanormal.com. That's www.planetparanormal.com.
This is Dr. Satan, and you're listening to the Ghostman and Demon Hunters show.
Oh my goodness, I don't know what happened with the end of the music there, Sean. It just started to break up and wouldn't play.
We have got to get that sound card checked, little brother. I think it was the sound card. I think, because the first show we did was okay. It's the new sound card. We're working out the bugs, guys. Bear with us.
I think I'm just going to have to bring the sound card back and...
You know, I had my squelch all the way down, bro. I didn't get to talk to Mick when we brought it. Well, I just heard Mick say, "What's going on, Mick Doyle, my brother from Ireland? What's going on, man?"
Well, I just realized everything you said to Mick went over the video.
How you doing, Sean?
Good. It always does. It always does. But I don't. I didn't have the squelch up, so I don't think Mick could. Could you hear me, Mick?
Hold on one second, Sean.
I can hear you.
I just wanted to say, Sean, I did find out that the phone call that I got earlier, and I got to give a shout-out, was from my friend Diane Nebinger.
Okay.
Because my friend Doug Nebinger passed away last night.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm just sending a shout-out to Doug. He was a great cigar and whiskey buddy. He knew more about cigars and good scotch than I will ever know. And I'm going to miss him. So, man once rode from California to South America, like just hopped on his motorcycle and rode. So, going to miss him and shout out and love to him. But just had to do that. So,
there you go, man. There you go. All the best. Our hearts go out to the family. Yeah. And he knows the answer to all the secrets now, right? Everything we're looking for.
Everything we're trying to find out, he now knows. So.
He now knows. But guys, our special treat that we have for you in the G&D third chair, our dear friend from Dublin, Ireland, and from ECPI, Mr. Mick Doyle. Mick, what are you doing, brother?
Mick, are you there?
How we doing, guys?
How you doing, man?
We got a delay, Demon Hunter, because of the international call, I believe.
How's it going, Mick? Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Good. Yeah, I think we got a little bit of a delay, Mick, a little bit on Skype. I don't know how long it's taking you to hear what we're saying. But, brother, it's good to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be back, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing good. Apparently, it's about a 3-second delay there.
It's a bit confusing.
Yeah, that's it. We'll roll with it, though, Mick. I know you just got home. I know you're tired because you've been on a road trip looking for ghosts here lately. Can you tell us a little bit about what's been going on?
Yeah, we were on a 48-hour, a two-day investigation in two different parts of Ireland.
Yeah. You guys find some good stuff?
We did an investigation in County Kerry on Friday night. And then we did another one in Old Reform School Saturday night in County Cork.
Nice.
Nice. And what were the names of the locations? Are they private locations or were they like well-known public locations?
Okay, the first one was the Manor Inn. Got 19th century manor inn in County Kerry, and then the second one was a private location, okay, which was an old reform school.
Oh, I've worked in reform schools. Those kids,
nice.
Yeah, you know, I think it's the energy of those kids left behind that digs everything up.
Getting a time delay. This place was not nice. So we were there. We came back just today. So not a lot of sleep, guys.
Oh, I bet, man. I bet you're dead off your toes. And thanks so much, Mick, for coming on the show. Hey, I wanted to thank you. We got your care packages, and Mick sent me a very special gift. I told him I love Ireland. My family's from Ireland. And he sent me a rugby, Irish rugby jersey. And I wanted to thank you so much, my friend, for sending that to me.
He's going to take a second to hear you.
And there. He sent us both ECPI.
You're welcome.
Well, you know, it's funny, Mick, because I am a big fan of rugby, but every time I've gone to visit someplace that is big on rugby, just before I've gotten there, it has they have canceled, like, rugby in that area.
Okay, we'll have to send you one a top then, Nathan.
Yeah. That's it.
If I come to Ireland, they'll cancel rugby in Ireland. It's it'll just be bad. It's...
You'll get beat outside the pub if they do that. That's what happened. I don't know why we got such a bad delay, Mick. I don't know. What's going over there in Dublin? What's happening, man? Why is we got such a bad
delay? I don't know. Do you want to give me a second, and I'll see if I can – maybe the radio is on here.
Oh, yeah. If the radio's on, maybe turn that off. You'll lose the delay a little.
Right. Give me 1 second, guys, and just give me, I'll call you, and just call me back, okay?
Okay, brother.
We'll have to call Mick back there, which means, you know, Jocelyn, you'll have to get out of my way. She wanted to watch you, Sean.
I want to play with you, Sean, the ghost man. She's so pretty. You know, we never had this international call problem before, Demon Hunter.
Well, you know, I have no idea what is causing it. And
it's got to be a Skype issue. It has to be a Skype issue.
I'm trying to send... send something to him now.
Are you naked right now?
Hey, Mick, how you doing? Now. Can you hear us okay now, Mick?
Yeah, I can hear you.
How about Sean? Oh,
now we got Mick in real time. Trouble is afoot, my friends. Oh, man. So what's been going on, Mick? Tell me, ECPI has blown up, man. Now you're the founder. You're the granddaddy of that thing, right?
The granddaddy. Yeah, we founded, as I said, last September, and since then we've gone from strength to strength. It's now 14 members in the team.
Oh, nice.
So we're out every weekend. And again, as I said, we're just back from the 2-day field trip. We went on Friday. We did the Manor Inn in Kerry, which is called the Kingdom, which is down south here in Ireland. And then we went from there on to Cork, where we did the Old Reform School.
Were those places pretty active, Mick?
Well, the Reform School more so because of the activity that went on there back in, you know, starting off in the 19th century and on into when it closed up in 1989, I believe.
1989, so it hasn't been that long ago.
Since it closed up, no.
Oh, okay, since it closed up. So how long was that? When did they open the place?
Back in the 1800s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wow. So it's pretty. And then we have a new location coming on board, which is we start investigating next month, which is White's Castle.
Okay, yeah.
That goes back to 1407.
What language did they speak in 1407? I wouldn't even know how to communicate. Pretty similar to what we have now, yeah.
Pretty similar. It's a lot of depth, a lot of history to it. We already did the building check there a few weeks ago. We were supposed to be there for an hour. We were there for 3.5 hours. That was in the afternoon. From the time we arrived, we got a constant activity.
Right. Now, I got to tell you, Mick, before you get off the phone, my Irish brother, Demon Hunter, we got to get a clip of Mick saying the Ghost Man of Demon Hunter show, man. He's got to do our opening. You know what I mean?
Now, the funny thing, Mick, is, you know, like you said, 14 what did this occur?
Which one? The White's Castle?
Which one did you say you were in that was like the 1400s?
That's the new one. That's the new location for starts next month.
Okay, starts next month. It's one of those things, like I tell people all the time, it's tough for Americans to comprehend that because, you know, the old saying... In Europe, they think $100 is a lot of money, and in America, they think 100 years is a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Sean's comment about, you know, whether or not, you know, what language they speak, there's been so many invasions of Ireland. That's not far off from the truth.
It's not. We're trying to research, like, what we call oldie world English. And we've done some research where we'll use on the night, again, the Singapore theory, where one of us or two of us will speak in the tone from the time to provoke, you know, because of the history that's involved with the place.
So, Mick, you guys do a lot of provocation when you go out to these places?
We do, yeah.
I've seen some in the video. I've seen some of the stuff you guys did. And it's not like offensive provocation. I mean,
it's
you guys,
not like you're cutting yourselves or tying yourselves in straitjackets or anything like that.
Yeah.
So. Not far from it, actually.
Good man. Yeah, absolutely. Good for
I don't
you.
Think Mick's seen our television show when it was out.
I have. How about handcuff, Nathan?
Well, that's
you send me a, you send me a plane ticket to Ireland, Mick, and you can handcuff and beat me with a stick. How about that?
That's just on date night for me.
They pay for that in Ireland.
Yeah, that's just on date night for me. No, we did a recreation of a suicide, not a suicide, an execution in one of our locations in Alverno House that had never been done before.
Now, see, that's not good, Mick, because I have been arguing with Sean about things for years, and he's been saying, you know, you have to recreate things. And I've always told him that doesn't mean you kill your partner if you're in a murder scene.
Yes.
No, we're close to it.
Yeah. Everything but the hearing in the court. Yes.
We recreated it, and we got some reaction.
There you go. That's what happens. But, Mick, I still got to send you that EVP I was telling you about because we went to the Octagon Hall, octagonhall.com, a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, you had told me that you're going to come, you and the team are coming to America to go to Gettysburg. G-Berg, Demon Hunter.
I know.
Yeah. Hopefully that's around October.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm going to try to get down there, I think, Nate, when Mick comes into town just to go out with him and ECPI.
I hope I can join you because right now, Gettysburg is only about 5 hours from me, but right. If I'm doing that work down in Florida at that time, then it might be tough for me to get up here, but which is crazy because, you know, I've spent half my life up here in the Northeast, and so we'll have to look into that. I really hope I can do that because it's one of those crazy things that you want to be there for, and Gettysburg is just Sean's and my dream location. We love
it. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's ours as well, and it said it's something that we've always wanted to do, and we've been given the invitation to go across.
Now, Mick, I got to ask you this because I'm sure people in the chat room are wondering. You know, we here in the U.S. have a very strict rule, which Sean and I don't always adhere to. When we're at a location for the fun of it, you know, of never drinking on a ghost hunt.
That's true.
This is one of those rules where, like, but if we're staying in a haunted hotel,
I was on Friday night,
right? Where we're just there because we love haunted places, not necessarily to hunt for ghosts.
And me loves to drink, my friends.
And you know, Sean and I have been known to tip a glass now and then.
Yeah. No, I think Mick would drink us under the table, bro. Go look at these pics on Facebook.
I think you're right. But, you know, Irish ghost hunters have that same rule, I'm assuming?
We do. We're pretty strict on it. There's no alcohol before or during an investigation.
Oh, see, you can't hang with us, Mick. I'm sorry.
I'd be your guest.
No, man, we'd be true. In the driver's seat.
Sean and I do take ghost hunting seriously, and we're not telling people to drink on a ghost hunt because, we would never do that. But if you're just at a haunted location for the fun of it, you know, yes, we have been known to do that.
Here's the thing. Mick and us would be drunk by noon, and we'd pass out, and we'd wake up to ghosts. And we wouldn't be hunting them. They'd find us. They'd be like, guys, you're going to have to move along. We need to get to bed. That's what would happen.
I think it's very rare that we get to bed.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Hey, what time is it there in Ireland?
It's 3:35 a.m. Monday morning.
Oh, man. Do you got to work in the morning, Mick?
No. I'm not back in work until Wednesday. So it's
good. Well, I know you're a ladies' man. You probably got dates lined up until then. Mick's a hound, man.
Now, Mick,
it's Friday.
Yeah, no doubt.
You're in Dublin, Mick. That's kind of like the that meeting point between North and South Ireland.
Dublin is the capital city.
Right. So, but like.
So, Northern Ireland is about 120 miles away.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it's you're in the southern area.
We're in Southern Ireland. We're so still under Irish law.
You're under Irish law.
There you go. That's the only law there is. I'm actually looking at a big wooden sign. It's a big Guinness sign that somebody had sent me. My uncle sent me when he was in Ireland. And it says, of course, it's Guinness, and it says the taste of Ireland. St. James Gate, Dublin. How far is that from you, Mick?
From me, 10 minutes.
Oh, nice. Nice. I would break in there. I would be in an Irish prison tonight.
You don't want to go to Irish prison, Sean. You're a pretty man. So.
That is.
Yeah.
I'm a looker. Not a stinker.
They'll love your accent, Sean. They'll just love it.
Is that true, Mick? If I went over there in the ghost hunting community with my American accent, would all the ladies be like, whoa? Or they don't
I'm sure we'll get you someone.
Thanks, Mick. I appreciate that. Yeah, Mick's got a couple ladies that roam the alley back there if he's not...
Well, you know,
Mick, have to pay him. Hey, ladies, if you're not doing anything.
I think what Sean's pointing out there too, Mick, is here in the U.S., you know, women seem to swoon for an Irish or an English accent. Does it go the other way over on your side of the pond?
For who? For the Americans or for?
For like Irish girls, do they like American accents?
We get crapped on.
Do Irish girls like American accents?
About for the American accents, I'm not sure.
See, Mick would come over here with his Irish charm.
Nathan, I've got to be careful how I say things. You know, there's a lot of people listening.
You're on the wrong show, Mick. You're on the wrong show.
They know it's the Ghostbed and Demon Hunters show.
Are you saying, does the paranormal community have a big female following?
No, I'm saying
Yes.
Okay. I do here.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Well, I'm saying does the Irish community have a big American following?
Oh yeah.
We'll do. Yeah. Yeah. It's we get a lot of inquiries from the States.
They have a big G&D following out there. I heard we're big in Ireland, Demon Hunter, just not here in our home state. Oh, they probably got dolls and stuff of us overseas.
Oh, I hate dolls. Like,
huh?
I'm like you, Sean. I've got this thing about these porcelain dolls.
I got
one. Did you see it, Mick, on the video? Nate's doll?
I've got one staring me down right now.
I seen it, yeah. Forget about it.
Ooh, that's a haunted doll, Mick. I looked it up online and I got it for Nate and I sent it to him for his birthday. It's supposed to whisper and move and do the jig or whatever.
It hasn't moved for me yet, but it has whispered a few occasions. So.
I wonder if we could do EVP right now, like if Mick could perform EVP on the doll live on the show, right?
You want me to talk to a doll? Not to-
Come on, Mick. It'd be the first time. Hello, darling.
Mick.
I like the Irish. Even the doll's like Mick's accent, man. Oh, well, I guess we better talk something about ghost hunting. So anyway, Mick, you've been, I got the video, ECPI. When did you guys decide to do that, my brother?
We did that, I don't know, a couple of months ago in Alverno House, which is another new location. A new location we have as well. That goes back to the 1840s. And there used to be a hotel, you know, up to 40, 50 years ago. It was one of your favorite locations, a brothel, you know, Bordello.
Oh, my God, yes. Is it still in operation?
No. It's it's now a pub or a bar, okay?
So pretty close.
It was also used by during our Civil War here in the 1920s, it was used as a British Army barracks.
Oh,
you know, so they carried out some executions there, some murders, rapes, stuff like that, you know.
Oh man, bad stuff. So there's a lot of negativity there, huh, Mick?
Yeah, it's a great place. Yeah,
yeah, I like it. I you know, those places like Gettysburg, where so much bad stuff happened. I mean, it's almost like there's so much energy left there. It's just screaming. I mean, man, you step out on the field at Gettysburg, you can feel it, Mick. Is that how Averno House is?
Alverno?
Alverno, yeah, but I think being in the Ultra Forum School on Saturday night now, really, you know, a lot of us could feel what happened there. Absolutely. You know yourself, because of the abuse that the Catholic Church carried out.
Yeah.
During the years, but here in Ireland, well, all over the world actually, but more so in Ireland, a lot of that went on here. So, and it was the movie Song for a Raggedy Boy. I don't know whether you've heard that movie. Okay. That was made there. It was to do with institutionalized sexual abuse.
Oh, I seen My Left Foot. Isn't that an Irish? I'm not making fun. What? I'm sorry, Nick. I thought it was Irish. Oh, my ancestors. Or my
there's a lot of movies made here, including Braveheart, by the way.
You know, my family in Ireland will never claim me. Guys, never, Nick.
I'm going to have to mute myself for a little bit here, Sean. I'm going to be laughing for a while.
My left foot, huh?
I didn't know they had. I didn't know. I've seen a couple Irish movies, and they came to the States because they and they've been good ones.
Saving Private Ryan was one.
Yeah, the Boondock Saints was one, man. What are you guys thinking, like the Boondock Saints over in Ireland, stuff like that?
I don't know.
Mick, now, Mick, you knew this was a different
the
show. Come on,
Ireland. Now you might. What do you think about the Boondock Saints?
I never seen it.
Oh, man.
We've left Mick poor Mick speechless. It's
not often that happens for me.
So what kind of EVPs, what's your favorite part of ghost hunting over the years? Because I know you've been in it a long time, Mick. You've been doing this for a while. So what's your favorite part?
Not long, actually. A year and a half.
Year and a half?
That's all, yeah.
Well, we had you on the show, what was it, Demon Hunter, 2 years ago?
January of last year, I went into it.
Well, no, it was last year because my friend Cynthia.
That's right, Cynthia. Yeah.
Introduced Mick and I, and that's how he came on the show. And he was just starting the tours at the time, right, Mick?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We had him on because of the tours at the time. So yeah, he was just starting to work with ghost hunting groups then.
Yeah, and that was that would have been January of last year. So then I found him at the ECPI then back in last September.
I actually met Mick on the Wild and Irish Rose website.
He did, actually, yeah.
And we started talking about ghost hunting. No, I'm kidding.
You were there for the same reason, yeah?
That was it. You know, I work for an airline. I was trying to bring over some Irish women. But Southwest doesn't fly there, Demon Hunter, so.
Now, Mick, I understand that Ireland is also in a recession right now.
It is, yeah.
Does that affect your ability to get out and find people to, you know, ghost hunting is an expensive hobby.
It is.
Does the recession going on right now affect your guys' ability to get out and do your ghost hunting and locations and things like that?
Okay, basically what we've done is a lot of the work we do is private. So there's no cost involved apart from your traveling and your expenses. Equipment-wise, comes out of our own pockets. Traveling expenses and everything else, we don't make any money in any way. So the locations that we do can charge anything from 50 euros up to 100 euros, maybe 80 now, 90 euros now, depending per night.
Now euros right now in the US market,
it's about 120 124 you know, US dollar per euro.
So it's about $1.25 for every euro. So,
wow.
So if you're doing an $80 event, it's about a little over $100 event to go to.
Yeah.
You know, don't get Sean started on that because he'll start complaining about it.
Exactly. Court is now in session, Mick. You bring up a valid point. What is going on over there with these prices?
We don't know. As I said, some of the locations a lot of work we do is private. So, there's no charge involved apart from your traveling.
What about these people, at least in the States? What do you think about price gouging on haunted places? I mean, it's went insane. It's went from 30, 40, 50 bucks a night to 150 bucks a night for a cold pizza. A warm pizza, a bottle of soda, and 4 hours of ghost hunting.
Not good. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, me either. This is insane, man. This is insane. Yeah. If the place is haunted, you know, these aren't your ghosts. You know?
What we've done ourselves is we've gotten our public liability insurance. which means that we're now going to have some government buildings and heritage sites opened up to us.
Nice.
Oh, that's nice. That's very nice.
So as soon as we got the insurance, these people are now going to speak to us again, and they're going to open up some of these sites to us.
Yeah, because they're not going to hurt them all.
Well, Sean, that's the thing. We need to turn the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show into an LLC, limited liability company here in the U.S. And then if anything goes wrong, we can insure it against that. So,
I can insure something will go wrong with this.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Wait. I need this. It's.
The comments of Sean Burris do not represent those of Ghostman and Demon Hunter or their affiliates.
There we go.
Had to do it once tonight. You know, over there, and now you've been to the States before, right?
Orlando, yeah.
Yeah, I remember you telling me you went to Orlando. But the ghost, what you come encounter with over there,
yeah,
are they different? I mean, do they speak? A lot of people say, do they speak Irish with Irish accents? Do you run into stuff like that?
They don't. Well, I mean, we've had we've EVPs in French and German from some of the locations here, especially from Lep Castle, where we have some EVPs in French, and also a couple of locations in German.
Let me put that picture up. I got a picture of Lemp you sent me here, and that's in County Offaly.
Offaly. Yeah.
God, that place is massive. I mean, how do you even start to investigate something like that, Mick?
Well, it takes us about an hour to set up our equipment, our DVR system and our sound equipment. And then we would await the arrival of the guests, the members of the public that are coming in to do it. Yeah. And then we split up into groups, whether the groups are four or five. And then we start to investigate. So we normally wait. And then we've just gotten some new UV lights, IR lights, and full spectrum cameras.
Yeah.
So we're starting to use them now.
I remember you was telling me you was going to get that, Mick. How are those working out?
They were doing great, yeah. They're full spectrum. So we're getting some good results with them at the moment.
Have you sent out for the Gary Galka's RT EVP? I remember we was talking about that, and the Mel meters and
not
the RT.
Yet, no, not yet. We got some new H2 recorders.
Okay.
So we're using them for EVPs back to the base station.
I tell you what, Mick, I don't know how much you're using the you are using them, because I remember I ordered mine about the same time you did, and I was making my Radio Shack one, the ghost boxes.
As in the Frank's box?
Yeah, Frank's box, yeah.
Yeah, we do use them, but again, the jury is out on them with us at the moment.
Sure.
So, you're scanning white noise, but are you really picking up voices from another realm, or are you just picking up voices from different radio stations? It's very hard to
absolutely.
Gonna upset Sean, Mick. You're gonna upset Sean. He's
no, because I was just like that, Mick. Me and Mick can talk about this all day, and me and you can too, Demon Hunter, because it's good. I was a non-believer. I thought that with the ghost box, Mick, I was like, how are you going to introduce chaos into something that you're trying to have a controlled environment with? You're trying to understand, pick up speech, some kind of sound, anything that can communicate with some kind of answer that would make sense. How are you going to add this in? You could be picking up a DJ, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I got the Spirit Box made by Gary Galka. It's the SP7, the Spirit SP7, Spirit Box 7. And on that, Mick, you can control the speed of the sweep, and you can control it going forward and in reverse. So with that control, you can control how fast it goes. It scans through the radio stations.
Yeah, did try to get it, but it wasn't. It was taking too long to get it from the U.S.
Right. Well, I should just send you mine. I have one.
Could do. Yeah.
Yeah, I could send you that one. I got, but Ryan Broussard sent me one too. It's a test.
Feel happy there. He never sends me any equipment there.
I am happy now. I look forward to getting it off him.
Yeah, I should send it to Mick. That Ryan Broussard sent me a test box that I used at one of the conferences. It's called Chaos Box, and I've had a heck of results with that, man. Some amazing stuff. And when I went to the Octagon House, we all know we played it live on the air. Yeah. Mick, and that's little things like that. I've been experimenting with it down here in the studio at night, right here in my own home, and I picked up things that you just Maybe it is cell phone interference, but it is not of a radio broadcast because, one, the scan's going too fast, brother, and two, racial slurs and stuff like that you don't hear on the radio.
No, we've gotten stuff like that, and we've gotten a lot of bad language, a lot of threats, and, you know, we have them on EVP also, directed from at me from Lep Castle. So, again, I don't know. That's from the Frank's box now. But it'd be interesting to try out the other one, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, we rely an awful lot on the HD recorders now. They're giving us some good results. And we also rely a lot on their provoking.
Yeah. Now, have you got what's one of your scariest stories? I mean, the most activity you've got from provocation.
Would be Lep Castle.
Yeah.
We recreated the stabbing in the bloody church there.
Okay.
Which was that one brother killed the other brother. He was a priest, so he killed him in the castle. And we recreated that event. It had never been done before. Where we made up an altar and put a dagger, a medieval reproduction dagger, on the altar, and recreated the stabbing. And we got the altar thrown over. That's on video.
Wow.
And, you know, we got other stuff. There was about 25 people upstairs in the altar when it happened because it was a charity investigation.
Now,
hey, Mick, was that on the ECPI video you sent me and Nate?
No, it's not. It's on a different video that I can get you, okay?
Yeah, because I didn't get that one yet. You know, just to be fair here, you know, because we're in America and there are shows out there who do their ghost hunting and stuff like that, when your altar got flipped over, nobody had brought a fishing rod with them, right? With any fishing line or anything. Because, I mean, everybody brings a fishing pole with them on a ghost hunt, you know. It's
No.
Okay.
Nothing like that.
No, man, I trust Mick.
Mick's one of us. I believe him. I believe in Mick. I believe what he's doing over there. And you guys have grown so fast, Mick. I mean, you put the ECPI on the map quick, you know?
We tried, and then, as I said, we're getting in locations pretty regular now as well, that we may have to start to prioritize what we can do first, because we like to put air. The private investigations before anything else, as we call the fun. Our fun investigations will be the like of Lep Castle, Charitable Castle, where we are on this coming weekend. You know, we put our private stuff first, people's homes, people's businesses. You know, we don't charge, we go in free. If we have to do a clearance, we'll do the clearance.
So you clear the homes, Mick?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that because you're with, is it Tamara Thorncoil?
Oh, no, that's Tara Coil. Yeah. Tara could be there, but we actually we have a medium on the team, David Grant. And he would do the clearance, and I would assist him in the clearance.
Nice. Now, when you're doing a clearance like that, Mick, I've never been present for one. I was present when I was a kid for an exorcism, but I've never seen... A deliverance is what the Baptists call it anyway. I've never seen a clearance. What happens during a clearance?
Basically, David will go around. We'd video and record it, you know, do an audio as well. David will go around. He'd use different types of oils to spray in the room. Obviously, the corners of the rooms, the doorways, the windows. And he would say a clearance prayer in each room as he's going around. And then we would... talk to the family, and we tell them they could have an increase in activity for up to 3 weeks after the clearance is done, but then the activity will decrease then. And we normally like to leave it for about a month before we would go back to the home, if we do have to go back. We've only had to go back once to one client.
Now, Mick, do you guys deal with like the possibility of something following you home? With the idea of curses and things like that? Do you have that spiritual aspect to your work?
Well, there's always that risk with any paranormal team that you may get a latch on. But that's where your protection comes into play. Yeah. You know, you would do your protection prayer at the very start of an investigation, just before. And then obviously you do a closing down prayer.
Yeah.
Telling the spirits to stay in the, you know, where they are. And not to follow you home.
And that's the right way to do it, folks. That makes doing it. But, you know, Mick, I kind of went in head first into these places. So did Demon Hunter. Well, Demon Hunter knows a lot more about the spiritual aspect of it. I just kind of ran in there with my gear and stuff and, you know, started asking questions. I try to treat them like old chums. You know, I've done everything but get on my hands and knees and beg these entities to come out and talk to me. But, you know, I think about it, man. When we did Extreme on TV, we went to some bad places. And I had a lot of nightmares when I came back from there. I don't know if it was because I was being attacked by demons or what have you, but, you know, I had a lot of nightmares, and that's uncharacteristic of me, Demon Hunter and Mick, because I've never had nightmares that bad. I mean, when my ex-wife comes around, I have nightmares. So.
Nathan might appreciate what we did on Saturday night in the reform school.
Yeah.
We brought in one of our trigger objects, which was a wooden crucifix.
Nice. Yeah, I do.
And what we did was because it has a strong connection with obviously the Catholic Church, and because of all the abuse, we started to abuse the abusers.
Right. There.
And right. And then what we did was, for to draw the energies out, we inverted the cross.
Okay.
And we put a torch, obviously held the cross out, inverted. And we cast a shadow towards one of the dormitories or one of the doors where the abuse took place. To draw something out. So this would be the type of thing that we would do.
Well, you know,
Don't you love that feeling, guys, when you, like Mick, when you're standing in the door and you feel like the great vampire hunter or something, you know, and you're holding the crucifix. I've done it one time, man. I did it one time.
It wasn't like that. It was just, we put it up on the wall as well, and we had it inverted, and we asked it to knock it down.
Well, you know, it's funny, too, because I know when Sean and I were out filming, there was the whole aspect of the fact that the producers wanted everything to be big and loud. And, you know, they'd say, Nathan, perform this ceremony. And then I'd start to perform it. And a lot of it's unspoken. A lot of it's like mental. A lot of it's done, you know, in your head. And they'd be like, no, we need something like outrageous and blah, blah, blah. And I tried to explain to them spirituality, you know, summonings, stuff like this. This is subtle stuff. It's not big and loud like you see in the
movies. No, it's not. No.
And, you know, so some of the stuff I had to do on the TV show, I had to make up on the fly because it's supposed to be, you know, it's a very intimate thing, communicating with the other side.
Intimate.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Mick, can you see the video cast right now, my friend?
No.
You can't see it?
No.
Okay. Well, if you're going to watch the recast I'm showing right now, this is from me and Demon Hunter. This is the box. We're going to send this to you.
Okay.
And this is a prototype. This is a real nice box. I've had a lot of good stuff with it. You can see that it's got two red sweep knobs on it. You can control the sweep on it, and it has a knob to control the volume, of course. And it shows you at, you know, like what channels and how fast, 1/8, a quarter, 1/3, and how fast it sweeps through. So we're going to send that to you. It's from Ryan Broussard, and it's one of his last ones. He said he was making of this model. It's Chaos Box number 3. And I'm going to send it to you, man. And keep us up to date. Tell us what you're getting.
Yeah, as I said, we can, well, if it's over, if you can get it to me before the 11th of June, I'll bring it to White's Castle with me.
Well, I don't know, man. Ireland, the mail over there, man.
I don't know. You got your rugby top fairly quick, you know.
Well, that's like a week, true, wasn't it? But you know, then it came to U.S. mail. We're a little worried that the Irish mailman might be stopping for a nip at the pub.
So yeah, it's...
they do that when they're walking around.
That's it. But I'll definitely send this to you, Mick. And you know, I think you're going to get good results with it, man. And I believe that this is the radio frequencies. I believe that's where it's at. I really do, with audio. I think there's something there, and I think once we're able to control it and moderate what's going on, we're going to find the answer.
Yeah, I believe so, and I look forward to trying it out. You know, at this moment, yeah, we do a lot of EVP work ourselves.
Yeah.
Again, with normal digital recorders and H2 recorders.
Right. Right. Well, you know, this Irishman is the only Irishman I would do anything for. I will send him one piece of our gear, Ghost Demon Hunter. What do you think about that?
Ghost Hunter and Demon Man. It's
Ghost Demon Man show. I like that.
That sounds good to me.
I like it.
Thanks very much, guys. I appreciate it.
No problem. But hey, Mick, I know you got to go, man. You got to run to bed. It's 5 o'clock in the morning there.
Four.
Four o'clock in the morning. My math's bad, man.
So 5 hours difference there, Sean. 5 hours.
Difference. But, Maker, we want to thank you. Do you want to stay on the line with us for a little while?
I don't mind you.
Okay. All right. For a couple minutes anyway. Yeah.
What does this mean, Sean? Does it mean it's time for us to thank everybody for joining us tonight for the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show?
Let's try not to mess this up this time, Demon Hunter, because I've been messing it up every week.
Do you have your script in front of you?
No, I don't have that. And at this point, I'm not supposed to say thank you, good night, we love you, but I'm supposed to say I forget. It's been so long. What am I supposed to say? You coach me. Tell me. I forgot.
I don't know. I don't have my sheets in front of me either. It's they're nowhere to be seen. I always
do something like Mick Doyle. Special thanks to our good friend Irish Mick in the house tonight, guys. ECPI. They got a new video coming out. Mick, where can they get the DVD at, my friend?
Yeah, we're doing the editing at the moment, and we'll let you know. We're actually doing it for you guys. You know what you wanted? You wanted the take on GHI?
Right.
Yeah.
The piss take. Sean will tell you about it, okay? Anyway, yeah. That's done. And it's a comedy, okay?
No, a comedy being announced on this show? Never. Yeah. No.
I can't wait. I'm showing the video right now, Mick. I'm showing it to the viewers out there.
Well, that one's not a comedy.
No, this is the Alverno house. Yeah, and it's good, guys. You got to see it. They're doing a lot of EMF work and stuff like that and trying to get responses and provocation. That was a really good one. I liked it.
The day that the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show finally make their way to Ireland, Mick, that'll be the day you really get a comedy going there. That's it.
I'll bring you guys to Romania lap dancing club over here, you know.
Ooh. The comments of Mick Doyle do not represent those of the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show or their affiliates.
Oh, my God. So that's a wrap, guys. Hey, special thanks to our good friend Mick Doyle. And it looks like, Demon Hunter, no matter where you're at in the world, ghosts speak one language.
And don't forget to join us next week, which will be...
And that language is...
You complain about this. You never let me to say my line. Don't forget to join us next week, which is May 22nd, when we will be back with another Ghostman and Demon Hunter show.
You sure?
Yes. We don't know who will be on the show with us, but we'll be back.
Secret guest. Hey, guys, thanks for staying with us tonight and working with us. Have a great week. Hey, don't go changing, guys. You know we won't. We love you.
Good night, everybody.
Night, guys.
Good night.
Hold on.
Okay.
For some reason, it's not working.
Take the knife to the bad guy.